Hello, I'm Rosemary Crick with the BBC News. The strongest typhoon so far this year is battering the northern Philippines with violent winds and torrential rains. Typhoon Mangkhut made landfall on the country's main island, Luzon, early on Saturday, blowing down trees, ripping off roofs and knocking out electricity supplies.
BBC News. The authorities in Hokkaido and northern Japan say power has been restored to most customers 2 days after a powerful earthquake struck the island. But the authorities called on customers to save power on Monday when usage rises, or it may be necessary to impose rolling blackouts. British and French fishermen have failed to finalise an agreement to end a dispute which led to skirmishes off northern France. The basis of a deal was reached at negotiations in London Wednesday when British scallop fishermen agreed not to fish in the Baie de Seine, while French boats were banned from the area to conserve stocks. But follow-up talks could not agree how much financial compensation the British should receive. A British paramedic says he believes a Russian exile he treated 5 years ago was poisoned by two men from Moscow he met in the western city of Bristol. Nikolai Glushkov, an outspoken critic of President Putin, was found apparently strangled at his home in London in March this year. Here's Sarah Campbell.
In 2013, a few months after the death of his friend and fellow exile Boris Berezovsky, Mr. Glushkov shared a bottle of champagne with two Russians he met at a hotel in Bristol. According to a paramedic, Keith Carr, who was called to treat him the following morning, he'd woken up with carpet burns on his face and felt unsteady. Mr. Carr said Mr. Glushkov had an abnormal heart rhythm and thought he'd been poisoned. But police confirmed the incident was investigated at the time and no charges were brought.
Church officials in northern Spain have been forced to defend their decision to ask a local amateur to restore a set of 15th century sculptures. Critics expressed alarm over what they called a garish paint job applied to plain wooden statues in a chapel in Asturias. Jesus was given a green garb while Mary got a bright pink headscarf and eyeliner.